You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy April 27th, theater fans. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. Happy birthday, Sandy Dennis. The two-time Tony winner and Oscar winner was born today in 1937. She came to fame on Broadway in comedies A Thousand Clowns and Any Wednesday, sparred with Liz Taylor and Richard Burton on film in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and with Jack Lemmon in The Out-of-Towners. In his review of Any Wednesday, Walter Kerr said, "Let me tell you about Sandy Dennis. There should be one in every home." Also born today in 1945, playwright August Wilson, whose 10-play cycle about African-American life in each decade of the 20th century included two Pulitzer Prize winners, Fences and The Piano Lesson. Debbie Allen opened as the title character in Sweet Charity at the Minskoff in 1986. The revival of the Cy Coleman, Dorothy Fields, Neil Simon musical co-starred Bebe Neuwirth and Michael Rupert, who both won Tony Awards. The show itself took home the Tony Award for Best Revival. Cy Coleman returned to Broadway on this day in 1997 with The Life at the Ethel Barrymore. The show, about the life of prostitutes in 1980s Times Square, starred Chuck Cooper, Pamela Isaacs, Kevin Ramsey, and Lilias White. Cooper and White both won Tony Awards for their performances. Just months after moving Contact to Broadway in 2000, and a year before opening The Producers, director-choreographer Susan Stroman opened a revival of The Music Man with Craig Bierko and Rebecca Luker. Frances McDormand, Morgan Freeman, and Peter Gallagher headed the cast of the 2008 revival of Clifford Odette's The Country Girl at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater, directed by Mike Nichols. Eugene O'Neill's Desire Under the Elms, the 1924 tale of lust, promises, property, and betrayal, opened in 2009 at the St. James. Directed by Robert Falls, the production starred Brian Dennehy, a mesmerizing Carla Gugino, and Pablo Schreiber. The acclaimed London production of Enron, a docudrama that used song, movement, projections, video, masks, and naturalistic workplace scenes to tell the real-life American corporate crime story, opened at the Broadhurst Theater in 2010, and ultimately ran for just 12 performances. Utilizing elements from a 2010 reading, Larry Kramer's groundbreaking The Normal Heart made its Broadway debut at the John Golden Theater in 2011. The drama, about the early days of the AIDS crisis, starred Joe Mantello, Ellen Barkin, and John Benjamin Hickey. Barkin and Hickey both won Tony Awards, and the play won Best Revival. Baby, It's You, a jukebox musical about record producer Florence Greenberg, opened in 2011 at the Broadhurst. Beth Level played Greenberg, the New Jersey housewife who launched the 1960s girl group The Shirelles and created Scepter Records. Jessica Lange fulfilled a dream when she played Mary Tyrone in 2016's Long Day's Journey Into Night at the American Airlines. The cast also included Gabriel Byrne, Michael Shannon, and John Gallagher Jr. At the Tony Awards, Lange won Best Actress in a Play. 15 years after she walked out the door at the end of Ibsen's A Doll's House, Nora returned home in 2017 in A Doll's House Part 2. Laurie Metcalf, Chris Cooper, Jane Houdyshell, and Condola Rashad starred in the new play at the John Golden, and Metcalf won a Tony Award. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.